CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call WPJ. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. But before we do that, we will recognize the pre-net check-ins, recognize any echoing stations, and any brand new amateur radio operators. So starting off with the pre-net check-ins, we have W2AMD. That's Andrew in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Andrew. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with them N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're in Traveler's Rest. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're in Piedmont. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. KX4YM, that's Scott in Graymel. KD4IOX, that's Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. And KC4W, that is Bill in Anderson. And do a refresh here, make sure we didn't miss anybody that was checking in. No, we did not while we were calling that list. We don't have any echolink stations at the moment, so we're going to go directly to brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or only once or twice, aren't quite sure of the protocol, but would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, nothing heard on the brand new amateur radio operators this evening, so we'll keep pressing on with that and see if we can get more as time goes on. I know there's training sessions that are going on, there's upgrades, there's testing sessions, so we should be getting more and more amateur radio operators as time goes by. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Bird DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 is to you, and everybody on the net.
Okay, sounds like we have some windy conditions up there on the mountain. A lot of static out there, it should go away within a few minutes though. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. He's bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KP2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. That's not you, but I think it's the repeater's got some static on it, but that should go away after we warm it up and use it for a little bit. But we appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I guess the rest of them will come around on second shift. We'll go ahead and bump it up to Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Given all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel, Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Cantor, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
DKW. W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Okay, Peter's getting better already. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. You're sounding 100% solid. Good to have you this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good as well. And W4FHJ, that's Gene in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope your weekend's going well. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that pushes us up to the India Through Lima group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a I through an L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, and the same 73 to each one of you.
JW. Hey Dave, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. This is Ken in Greenville, and that's a call sign change. Previous call sign was Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. Thanks, Dave.
DJW. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We'll be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. I hope everyone has a good night. Extra blanket tonight, 7-3.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. Appreciate you checking in. KE6KEN, that's Ken in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Ken. Thank you for letting me know that was a new call sign. That heads up allowed me to go to a different database to pull it out of there, so it went smooth as silk. Appreciate you letting me know. And congratulations on the new call sign. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. Yeah, and I heard it's getting down to 35 tonight. Hopefully it doesn't go lower than that. The wind, I think, would keep the frost off, but I think everybody's got a lot of risk right now if we get another frost. I appreciate you being there, Larry. We'll check back with you in a little bit. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. The Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That is Walt in Emmett. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And W4NTQ, that's Eddie over in Simpsonville. And Eddie, yes, the power transformer hum is gone on your handheld. None whatsoever. And your handheld's making it in surprisingly well from Simpsonville. That's a long way to go. So your handheld's doing a great job, Eddie. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OAS. That's Robert and Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. You were picking Pinson really bad at the beginning, and I think I recognized the voice more than the call. but anyway, we did get you checked in. Appreciate you being with us this evening, and take care if you're out there mobile. We do have a EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening to you, Dave. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. This is Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no rag to you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Sounding good on the Echolink station this evening. Stephen, do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. One more call. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Can you please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and War, no traffic, no comments.
W4DJW. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom, now located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. I'll be negative. Hey, Rusty.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris. For DJW. For DJW, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WU2T. That is Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. Good to have you as night, Rusty. You sounding good. N0TR, that's Tom in Greer, a neighbor of mine over here, just a hop, jump, and a skip away from me. Tell Miss Bernice you said hello, Tom. KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. Good to have you as night, Chris. You sounding good. And KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. Sounding very good into the repeater this evening, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that we want to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for Saturday night. That is the Uniform through Zulu group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Uniform on net.
DJW. Okay. Please check in Kilo Bravo 8. Yankee Quebec Alpha. This is Duncan in Eastland. I'll be listening in, but I'll be negative and negative. That's the beast of one.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy from Southern Greenville County. You're sounding good as usual, Tommy. Appreciate you being there. And KB8YQA, that's Duncan over in Easley. Good to have you as night, Duncan. You make it in just fine from Easley. And KM4GZG, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you as night, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in as well. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Have you? Send this
line,
you're
welcome.
Please check in for India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, good to hear you tonight. Please tell Andy that there was an hour left. Good evening to you and Andy. All on the pit. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 p.m. 14664, Sundays at 8, with a appeal tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night at 8. I'm sure he would appreciate that. 14664, just a click or two up from where you are right now. And I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you will enjoy that net. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane in Cleveland. Good to have you this night, Shane. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, net control, I would like to recognize KA5WLL. That is Leroy in Taylors. Good to have you this night, Leroy. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And there was another one in there when Leroy started, and all you put out there was my call sign. Go ahead.
If you would, please go ahead and check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. Matthew here, Northern Pickens by Table Rock. Good evening. No comments tonight.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WW4JET. That is Matthew in Northern Pickens County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to do so may secure, and will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry and Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW and everybody on the net. KK4JBQ. Well, good evening, Dave. Been a real variable day here today. I guess it's been that way for most people. Woke up and it was a little bit chilly in the air, but gracious, it was a gorgeous blue sky. It didn't take but a couple of hours and it got all clouded up. Gracious. And then it came a little spell of rain. Had the animals scurrying to replace the dry. I noticed that. And the sky was still gray. Well, that is brutal today. As the evening came on, it was clear. I don't watch the weather because, I mean, the forecast and stuff like that, because I like to observe it in real time. So then it started turning off cold. Now that's when I ran from the radio and I turned on the weather, and I noticed that it was just going to turn cold again. So this is time to bring the plant in again. And we have house plants that when it's sunny, we give them a little exposure because, you know, that's how they stay alive. House plants every once in a while need some sun, some real bona fide, nothing standing in the way sun. And we had to put them back in again tonight. It's a constant little shuffle. But it reminds me that everything absolutely needs something. You know, everybody and everything needs something. Pay attention to it, and you'll always be working. How was your day, Dave?
Well, Larry, I went out one time today, and it was gorgeous. The wind was blowing, but it was cold. I guess if the wind wasn't blowing, it wouldn't have been so cold. But it was very windy. You could look up at the tops of the trees, and you could see them moving around quite a bit. But if you didn't know it, you stayed in the car the whole time. I was out, left out of the garage and got back into the garage. So you never really exposed the outside temperature. It was beautiful. I'm just amazed when I drive out of the neighborhood and I see all the green grass. I mean, really, really pretty green grass and blue sky with clouds in it. That's beautiful. I like this time of the year. I like spring, pre-spring and spring and, getting into summer. The cold, windy part though, I don't care for. So hopefully this will be the last big blowout, and it won't freeze anything. I've already got grass seed out. It's about a little less than a week old, the grass seed that's been put out there, and I've been watering every single day until yesterday when we got rain. Then I turned the sprinklers off. And so I'm really hoping that those little tender shoots don't get, or the seed that's breaking open next to the ground. I'm hoping it doesn't get squashed by any, you know, late March frost. I'm hoping we're past all the late March frost. Other than that, did a whole bunch of research on the internet this evening, and then right before the net, I was in there with my wife just relaxing, watching some TV, catching up on some old shows that we like to watch over and over and over again. I don't know if you ever do that or not, but sometimes we'll break out and watch some new stuff, and then sometimes we'll go back to the old reliables. How's my signal? Yours at the beginning had a lot of scratch on it, but at the end I could hear you completely. Is the repeater clearing up any?
I've noticed that too on everyone's signal tonight. There's a lot of crackling and popping. Fortunately, it's not like AM and it drifts in and out, you know. But the crackling and popping is just as strong as your signal is. I mean, the voice. Your signal is strong when it's there, but then it just covered up with crackles and pops. I'm imagining in my mind's eye the antenna that we're speaking through. I haven't been on the ground beneath the antenna, but I've seen pictures. And I can imagine that it sways a little bit when the wind is furious, like it must be, up there at 3,500 feet. Gracious me. We're awfully fortunate. I was thinking this the other day. We're just awfully fortunate that somebody, we know their names, but bless them, was foresightful enough to make those arrangements. Maybe you know a little bit of that history and you could fill me in. But to wrangle a spot on a very popular tower, for those who might be listening and don't know, we're on the WYFF television tower. And we're at 3,500 feet, and it covers quite a footprint. We're often fortunate for that. I'm thankful for it quite often. KK4JPQ.
Well, Larry, that, that the form of the antenna and the height of the antenna, I think it has been there for quite a while. The form of the antenna has been a four-bay folded dipole that's 29 feet tall. That's a long, tall antenna. That's a big one. And it's heavy, too. And, yeah, it's secured at three places not the center. It's a little above the bottom and then at the very bottom. And then there's a PVC pipe with a loop on the end of it that's at the very top that keeps it stable. So three places that it's secured by, so nearly 30 feet long, and then there's 450 feet of LMR 600 that's running up the tower, which could be better secured than it is. And I think that's probably the source of a lot of the static, but there's air blowing across all of it. So you got 30 feet of antenna and you've got 450 feet of coax, and it's all up there where the wind blows. If the wind is blowing down here, it's, you know, like 10 to 15 miles an hour is probably 60 miles an hour up there. And that high on the antenna, it might be getting up to 80 or 90 miles an hour. The wind blows a lot up there. You have to secure everything down really, really well, or it will break loose because that wind is vicious. But when we have windy days, static on the antenna is usually there at the beginning, but usually 15 minutes into the net, and it clears up, unless it's just really super bad wind. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
How you explain that, I wonder if we create a little heat every time we transmit. I don't know. And that helps with the crackling. That's not telling, I suppose. Anyhow, it's Donna had a good day today. She kept busy. That woman loves to be busy. And she finds so many ways to do it. And I don't know, every once in a while I can catch her taking a breath, but don't know how she has time. I'm still working on the digitizing of a lot of analog music, mostly, that I have, and trying to preserve it. it will definitely go away. I've noticed, though, that most of the things that I break out, whether it be a phonograph record or a cassette tape, mini disc even, and DVDs, I've got all this stuff that I'd like to have available to listen to. I envision a kind of my own vision of a jukebox, and I can scroll through the titles, and if something catches my eye, just play it, just like that. But there's a lot of parts and pieces that go to this. As I am finding out again, I put it all together 3 or 4 times, you know, the moves that I've made in, goodness, the last 30 years. And there's a lot of interconnected wire. and some of these wires get lost or misplaced. Placed in a somewhere I know where it is, but then that goes away. You know, I was connecting a CD player. I ran across some CDs looking for other things, but some CDs that I know that haven't been played in, oh, goodness, 15 years maybe. So it's time to give them another twirl. Yeah, so I try to connect that. Then looking at the back of any audio equipment, you see all sorts of connections and stuff. And I have to get right up close to read what the input actually is. Is it going in or is it coming out? That makes a big difference. But anyhow, that's an ongoing project. I imagine that if I connect a piece of equipment each day, if I set aside something that I'm going to follow through eventually, it'll take several weeks just to get everything connected. I had not thought, it didn't occur to me that it was going to be that difficult to get everything working together. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, let me check for any other stations. I noticed we've got an Echolink station that came in, so let me catch this Echolink station, and then we'll check for any RF stations. I'll be right back to you. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, maybe not. If you'd like to get checked in and you're not already checked in, I might already have that station checked in via RF, but I'm not 100% sure. But if you're not, just leave me a text message or try again while the RF stations are checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. To recognize KF4NXY, that's David, bringing with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They're over in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, David. Tell Miss Marie and the birds we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Ed. You sounding good. And K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Sounding good as usual, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, including Echolink. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Okay. Net Control, Dave, how you doing tonight? This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB. This is Danny down in Greenville. Would you please sign me in, sir? I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize via Echolink, K KQ4NHB. Danny in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. Your Echo Link setup is working just fine. Sounds perfectly clear. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Let's see. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Sounds like that's got them all. So, Larry, when you were talking about having to get up close to the hardware to see what line in or line out or analog in or analog out, I was having that same problem. And I went to Amazon, and I found these. Well, I just got one of them. But it's a illuminated magnifying glass. And it's probably about 6 inches in diameter, and it's got a little section that's about the size of a quarter that has even higher magnification than the other one, the big one. But it's got a button right at the middle, where at the end of the handle, right where the handle meets the magnifying glass, that you press it. And every time you press it, there's a ring of diodes around the underside of the magnifying glass. And it lights up brighter and brighter and brighter, and then it goes out for every touch that you make. So you got to learn the quantity of touches to make to get it at its brightest setting. But that is a lifesaver. I mean, I'll even, if I'm working on something outside that's in the garage, you know, it's not in direct sunlight, and there's not good lighting out there, I'll even come up here to the ham shack, or I'll go over to the airplane room, and I'll get that magnifying glass. And that thing's just a lifesaver. I remember when I was a kid, my dad got one of those things. And I kind of chuckled at him, and I looked at it, and, you know, like, you're getting old. But I tell you what, that's now I can see why he got that magnifying glass, because, man, that thing is a lifesaver. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
You brought a smile on my face there. Yeah, I did the same thing. Did the same thing with my dad and with Donna's dad. Well, the truth, it lies there, waiting for you to move along in life and discover it. We all get a little less able to see in dimly lit situations. I like your what you described there. Something that carries its own light. That would be necessary things. Resolution and illumination. Bring those two together, and you improve things quite a bit. Yeah. I was noticing that earlier when Eddie checked in, he likes to, his nickname coming from his call sign is Not Too Quiet. My ears perked up when I first heard him say that, because JBQ is Just Be Quiet. You know, so I think he's got the better one. Not Too Quiet. Well, anyway, his signal sounded marvelous. And I thought, oh, he's got that worked out. He's got that power supply working good for him again. And then, of course, we learned that he's talking on a different radio. But my father-in-law, Donna's dad, lived in Simpsonville, and that was a difficult place because of Paris Mountain to reach this repeater. So Eddie's doing a marvelous job. Some of his location, of course, but Eddie, if you're listening, friend, it's always good to hear you. Always good. I give a little prayer of thanks every time I hear your voice. Yeah, well, we're into the second half hour. That's my purpose for being here. I want as many check-ins. I don't know why, but I want to hear as many people check in as possible. Oh, I guess it's because I miss people, you know. And I can miss them for a little while and not get alarmed. And, you know, you get that way, don't you? You listen for people's check-ins, and when they're not there, you're hoping that nothing has befallen people that you know. Curious how we have never met most of these people. I have not. And yet, we get fond of folks, don't we? KK4JBQ.
This is absolutely true. Yeah, I remember not too long ago, especially when there are people that are in your group. You know, when you're waiting to check in, waiting for your group to come by, you usually know who's in your group, you know, for the most part, for the people that are there all the time. And you listen to them. And I remember Dave and Easley not checking in there for a while. And I'm thinking, what happened? Where is he? He was under the weather for a while, but he came back. That's good. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We notice it when people aren't there. And usually the people that are in your group are the people that notice it the first, because you have a rhythm, you know, that you get into when you're checking in. Like in your group, it's usually James. And then when you check in, all I have to do is change the last two letters of his call to BQ, right? KK4J, and then his is FO and yours is BQ. So what I do is, after I enter him, then I just highlight the last two letters on his call and change them to BQ, and all I have to do is hit F5, and it logs you in. So you're a two-letter call entry, Larry. And then I have to type most of Donna's to get hers in, because there's not that many KCs. That's, my mother was a KC, and there's another guy on here on the net that's regular that's KC. But not that many KCs around anymore. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Her dad's call sign. He was a silent key when she tested, and lo and behold, it took a little doing, because it hadn't been the usual waiting period, but we had to send along to the FCC a death certificate to prove that KC4MFK was a silent key. You know, that word does not get to the FCC without some effort, you know. And she's very proud to have it. Yeah, oh, by the way, I wanted to ask about Richard. His call sign does not come to mind right off, but you know who I'm talking about. I think he's in Simpsonville also. Do you hear any recent word on Richard? KK4JVQ.
I have not heard. Well, after he quit calling the net, he was every other Friday night with Larry, who has a KC call, by the way, KC4SKD. But he was every other night with every other Friday night with Larry. And about 2 months after he quit calling it, he sent me an email and apologized for not saying anything, and said he's under the weather, wasn't feeling good. But later on into this year, that if he got to feeling better and he could get some health issues taken up, that he would start calling it again. And that was the last I heard of him. So, no, I haven't. And for the last two times when you keyed up, somebody doubled with you at the beginning, so there might be somebody that's trying to get in. Let me give one more shout out for any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey.
Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, thought I'd pass on something that I found useful for iPhones. There are two apps that are free that relate to your magnification questions. One is called Big Magnify, and the other is called Magnifier. Both of these, you can run them up to quite a bit of magnification. Magnifier, I believe, is one where you can actually take a picture of what you're magnifying. If you had one of these little stands to hold your phone and put that up next to what you're working, and then you could run this magnification up to what you needed.
Hey, Ed, I've done that. I haven't done it, not as much for magnification, although it does help with that. I've also used them to go around a corner. Like if you need to read something, but there's like something on the backside of an engine where there's a firewall, you can't get your head back there, right? You can't see through the firewall. You can put your phone down there on the other side of it and put your finger on the button and take a picture of it and then turn it around and look at it and see exactly what that is. So, or you can reverse the image, right, and see, bounce it like a mirror. So, yes, iPhones are good for mirrors, magnification, and illumination, all three, absolutely. And I have an app for it, but mine's really, really old. I've had it for a long, long time. But, the camera app and the light by itself will get it done if nothing else, if you don't have the app. But absolutely. What else you got for us, Ed?
Is it for is when I'm trying to read the label on some kind of equipment, very often the type is very small or the location is, like you were saying, around the corner or upside down or something. So I'll take a picture of it and then I can blow it up and read the thing.
And you know what, Ed, that works a lot better than memory when you're going down to a microwave downstairs or in another room or a refrigerator, and you take a picture of this model number that's about a mile and a half long, and you can't remember every number. You just take a snapshot of it, and then you take that to the computer, and you just type it right into Google, and voila, there comes the manual for that part. Absolutely. Those things are extremely handy.
Part of Google is someone showed me a couple weeks ago. If you go into Google, in the upper right corner, you'll see a microphone, and to the right of that, it's like a camera lens or a camera. And if you take a picture of whatever and then search, it will find similar type of items. If you take it for an automobile emblem, for example, don't know what car it is, it'll tell you what the automobile name is. Over.
That is handy. I do have that app, but I don't usually use it that much. But that might save a step. That is a good idea. But I've seen I have the Google app on there. I also have Google Chrome. They're two separate apps. And I've got the one that has the magnifying glass there next to it, too. And every time I use it, I tell myself, I should use this more often than I use it.
Another app I like, I think the cost of it is about $10 or something like that one-time deal. It's called Genius Scan. Genius like mental genius, and then scan. It looks kind of like a shutter on a camera. It'll take a picture of whatever you pointed at. It's good for magazines. I've used it for full-size newspaper articles, full-size, one whole page. And then it saves it alphabetically. It initially creates a date timestamp, but you can change that to whatever name you want. So it's my own library. It's much better than just taking a picture, because taking a picture very often is you can't find it. Well, this thing saves them in the order alphabetically, and you can go back and find it. You can also send it off as a PDF to someone else, in whatever method you want to use. And down in the left-hand corner is a little symbol. So if you have a two-page article, you hit that and it will go to the second page. It's a real handy little gadget to play with. Over.
Just all kind of good. That's why they say there's an app for that. Reminds me of another one that I saw that if you're scanning in books of a page, you know how when the book is kind of thick and you lay it out, it comes up from the center and then it goes out and then it folds out nice. It tapers. It's like a wave. It'll take that wave out of it and flatten it and turn it into a PDF file. So, yeah, there's just tons and tons of good apps for that. Well, let me get back to Larry, Ed. I appreciate all that those good tips, but we really do appreciate you throwing that. But I left Larry out there hanging in the wind. Let me get back to him, and we'll catch up with you later. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KK4JBQ. Well, I appreciate that jumping in there. I made some notes. They sounded pretty good. I'm not as handy as a lot of folks. A lot of folks with the phone. I remember the first couple of years that I had this phone, and I didn't use it much at all. I found it kind of a pain to keep the thing charged. And then I got more reliant, you might say, on the phone. And now that we've gone into campaign season, you might say, if it's year long, you know, the phone rings a lot and reminds me it's in the room. So we are not the best of friends, my phone and I. But I have discovered with some going to the Google Library, I have discovered that it's really a fabulous device,
but you can get hooked on things. It's not as bad as some things you can get hooked on, but I'm more than I should be. I really do like being self-reliant and working it out. And that slows me down some. I have to admit that. But, I have this kind of relationship with my phone. If I want it to work, I'll have to keep it charged. And in that event, I have resigned to keeping it on a charger. You know, it's not one of those that charges on something when you just lay it down. You got to look for the little plug, and you got to get the plug oriented correctly. Not that easy with this particular phone. Everything requires a little love and care sometimes, and that's all it really needs, I suppose, so far. I do kind of feel queasy, if that's the right word, about this phone giving up one of these days. The new ones, this is a 7, you know, and now we're up to, what, 14? And they have gotten so complicated in the last 7 iterations of the iPhone. Well, I have to admit that it put me off just a little bit. I've heard, of course, that if you take it to some places, you got to go through the front screen to replace the battery and those things, just to keep it going, you know. And that's major surgery. And not something that we can handle on our own. Well, such is life. It gets teaches, don't it? Dave, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you for the little bit of time. And thank you, everybody, for their patience. And I have made a few notes of things that I'm going to look up now. Have yourself a good evening. Let's hope that tomorrow is the day that they have promised. A pretty day that may be prettier longer than today was. You take care, Dave. Thanks for being there, for calling the net for us. JK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you, Dave. 7-3.
Okay, Larry. Well, I have resigned to letting Battery and Bulbs Plus, or whatever their new name is. There used to be Battery and Bulbs. Now I think they're Battery and Bulbs Plus. I have resigned to letting them maintain the tools for working on an iPhone. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get a whole set of tools for that. They've got their own tools, and they know how to do it. And they do it often enough to where they're not going to break anything. But I do, instead of just buying a new phone, I do have the batteries replaced when they start puffing up, or they don't last long, or the CPU gets slow. And that's the three signs that your iPhone, I think I've had 3 or 4 iPhones, like the 4 and the 8 and the 12. I think that's it, or something like that. I still have my original. I keep them. I don't trade them in. I like to keep them because I can also fly multirotors with them. With phones, so they're kind of handy for that when you're finished using them for a phone and you go up to the, but I kind of, you know, I don't get every other version or anything like that either. I just keep them until they get slow or they can't run an app that I need because they're too old, and that's what drives me to get a new one. Anyway, Larry, do appreciate you hanging around for the Rackshoe portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and extending it out to get more stations checked in so we can turn that into the FCC so they can see that we are still using this frequency. That's good for us all. So appreciate that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, called it before DJW.
Control, net control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, Daniel and Seneca, negative and negative, sorry for the check.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OJW. That's Daniel and Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel, and hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for check-ins or have I missed anyone for RAG2? Call W4DJW. All right, be sure to stop back by tomorrow night, same frequency, same time, and KO4HKX, Patrick, will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he would appreciate you being there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that net as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.